producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I wish I could go for three more hours. This is a powerful interview. We're going to do a taped interview from the Nightly News that will air down the road. We're going to go through some more of your Twitter questions that are still coming in. Maybe we'll air tonight. I don't want to put it all out at once. I want to dole it out. We're going to follow him up to this high school where he's going to be speaking and get some footage of that. So that should be powerful. Right now, Steve in Florida, you're on the air with the real Rick Ross. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ricky. Hey, what I wanted to ask Ricky is this, in all your travels and contacts and such through everything you've been through, and if he's not, Alex, you can probably enlighten him on this. Are you aware of the bigger picture as far as Operation Paperclip and the whole eugenics agenda, the pharmaceutical industry founding, and how Margaret Sanger wanted to eradicate the
world? Sure. Are you aware that the Nazi plan actually came from the U.S. and England, and so that's why so much of this is going on, the secret testing, the drugs, is that it's an attack?
No, I didn't know that. I'm totally...
Well, I'll give you a film called Endgame that I produced that just goes over their whole master plan. The truth is we're living in a science fiction movie. Good to hear from you, Stephen. Let's talk to James in Michigan. You're on the air with Rick Ross.
Hey, Rick. I was just wondering, I have a question for you. I want to preface by saying, you know, the Mafia, they would tell their members not to deal in that junk. But they themselves, through the French connection of one instance, were dealing it themselves. My question to you is, had you ever been shaken down by the mob for making as much money as you did? Because they always want a cut.
And no, I wasn't.
That's because they obviously knew that you were a CIA conduit. The little mob doesn't mess with the real mob.
No, they don't.
I shouldn't speak for you. Why do you think they left you alone?
Well, you know, it's obviously I had ties that was too big, even for them, you know. And I probably got rich so fast that you know, if you wasn't inside, you really didn't know what I was doing, you know.
Exactly. All these fake rappers say run around and show your wealth off. You're going to get arrested in 10 minutes acting like that.
Yeah.
I mean, real drug dealers, folks, real mob chiefs and people are living in small houses and gated communities keeping their head down.
Yeah, nobody, if you didn't know me, you didn't know I was rich. I mean, my family, they started to know that, and they didn't know how rich I was. They knew I was wealthy, that when they called me for rent money and repossession money to get their car back, that I could do that. But they didn't know that I was making, you know, $3 million a day and how much drugs I was selling. They didn't understand that. So the general public didn't know. Blandon knew, but everybody else didn't really know. So,
and I love how they came back to burn you later just to tie up loose ends.
That was really crazy to me, you know, how they would take the guy that was supplying all the drugs, you know. Michael said it in the movie. I mean, it was one of the parts that I really liked about my character is that Danilo was Santa Claus and I was an elf.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
oh, boy. Thank you, caller. Great question. Mike in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, you're probably here from my Yankee accent. I'm from the Northeast, but I actually left that area about 5 years ago to come down here to get away from a lot of the drug culture. So for everybody who's listening to this, if you think that this is, you know, everybody who is of Caucasian descent, if you're listening to this and you think this is just a black issue and I don't have to worry about this because this is just, you know, some African American and his past problems, no, this is in your neighborhood. I grew up in one of the wealthiest communities in New Jersey.
This is too powerful. We're going to do more overdrive. Network, can you do that? One more segment? We're going to do one more segment, and then I'm going to have you come back. We're going to—I don't want to work you too hard. You ready to do 10 more minutes? 15
yeah,
more?
We'll do 10 more minutes.
All right, I'm going to let you get some lunch here. I know you haven't eaten since breakfast. Stay there, caller. I'm going to come back to Mike in Texas. Listen, one reason I didn't like the cops dealing the drugs where I grew up was that I had beautiful girlfriends that got on drugs and got ruined. I had buddies I played football with, you know, that were, you know, super handsome, great friends, had great lives, preacher sons, you name it, lives ruined on drugs. And they were as white as Santa Claus's butt. We'll be right back.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
By the way, Rick Ross will be speaking at Brave New Books tonight down on Guadalupe Street.
It's collective status.
Oh, collective status. Yeah, I was misunderstanding earlier. That's when I said Brave New. Okay, where are you going to be speaking tonight?
I'll be at Creative Status, 516 East 6th Street, Austin, Texas.
Okay, great. And what time is that going to be? Like 7 to 8:30 or so?
Yeah, well, 6. I'm going to get there at 6. I'll get there at 6 to 8:30.
Well, that's fantastic. And again, plug it one more time.
It's Creative Status. 516 East 6th Street, Austin, Texas.
All right, Creative Status tonight. And that should be interesting. Hell, I'll send a film crew down there with you. That's awesome.
Yeah, let's do that. Send a crew down there, and we film it and everything.
Fantastic. He's here in the studio with us. We're doing Overdrive so that you get a chance to talk to him. Mike, Mark, Dean. We've got some more Twitter questions. His website is IamTheRealRickRoss.com, FreewayRick.com. And let's go ahead now and go back to Mike. Mike, tell your story about moving down here to get away from the drug culture. I've got friends from, like, upstate New York. They moved down here a decade ago. They said they moved down here as well because upstate New York, all the farmers and stuff are basically dead. And now it's just empty shopping malls and everybody's on drugs, basically. Is that what you're talking about?
It is, yeah. It's funny you say that. I was going to mention a good friend of mine that moved here from Kentucky. You know, we're in the telecom industry, but his whole family were farmers. And they can't raise farmers or coal miners, they can't make a living anymore because of all of the so-called, green laws that have been put in. And now everybody's, a meth dealer there, or grows pot. The sick thing about my situation is I have ex-in-laws, who were in the police department in New York City. And they were at a very high level and always worked with drug enforcement agents whenever big busts were going to take place. Well, all of these guys that were, you know, my family members, in-laws, who were in the police department had these beautiful, like, mansion-style houses. And I would say, you know, to my wife, my ex-wife now, I would say, I know what your brother makes, and there's no way that he can live that way. And she said, well, they make overtime. And, you know, so after years and years, I mean, I'm 50 now. This started when I was in my 30s. I would say, look, there's absolutely no way that this guy can pull down the kind of money he's making on a salary, even with overtime. There's something wrong. Well, we had cousins from my family die from drug overdoses, and I would openly say at family parties and holidays to this guy, I would say, you know, the main kingpin in the family, how do you look at yourself knowing that you work with these people that bring this stuff into the country? And it's not just in the poor black neighborhoods.
Oh, it's the rich neighborhoods, black or white or Hispanic. It's worse there because people got money. That's where the drug dealing's going on. I know.
The cops never raid those houses. Now, that's the problem, is that in those houses, they don't get search warrants so easy. But in the black community, they can go into a judge and say, hey, I saw this guy selling drugs and I saw this happening. And then the cops just come in and raid your house. But everybody knows that
whites
use more drugs than black.
I know people that work at the fanciest hotel in Austin. I'll just leave it at that. The one where the president stays. I shouldn't even get into this, because the point is that they'll catch people with drugs, and the cops throw it in the trash can because that place doesn't want to have a rep. I mean, that's how controlled stuff is.
Yeah.
And the Austin Police Department's one of the better ones in the country. I mean, they're not involved in a lot of corruption compared to other departments that we've looked at, because I've really looked into it.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, the rich areas just get left alone, basically.
Oh, absolutely. And don't go to prison. Now we're not saying that it's not in the white communities, because it absolutely is. But the blacks, when it comes to prison time and in the court system, that's what you're going to see in court.
Well, I've seen the statistic. I think a black person for drug crimes on average gets five times the sentence.
Yeah, they do. It's the exact same crime. You can have the same.
What are those judges thinking? I mean, they must be really racist.
I mean, you know, when somebody comes in there that don't look like you. And remember, with this hip-hop culture, black men have been criminalized. I mean, when you see a black guy, the first thing you do is hit the lock on your door. You know, oh, this is thug.
Well, black folks say they do that.
Absolutely. Because this has been planted in everybody's mind that we're criminals. I mean, look at all our heroes. Jay-Z, Rick Ross, 50 Cent. All of these guys are talking about the criminal culture.
And Dr. Dre, you brought this, you got a meeting with him. He said you got cut off. What happened?
Well, I started to talk to him about what was happening in Compton and that we need to do some things in Compton that would uplift our community. You know, that there's no job development centers in Compton, that nobody is helping these people know that you can make it other ways. Like, these kids believe that Dr. Dre was a thug. Dr. Dre is not a thug. He wasn't around when I was coming up. So our kids don't understand that. They don't understand that he used turntables to get rich. They think that he sold drugs and then took that money and turned it into music, and that's not what happened.
And what did he say? How did he cut you off?
He told me he didn't know that this stuff was happening out there. And I was like, how could you not?
So he just denies it when he knows full well it's that persona that's selling the records.
Absolutely.
And that he could use that now and go in and tell them a good message, and he doesn't want to do that. Because
no.
He wouldn't sound hard and cool and, you know, be in all these Dr. Pepper commercials or whatever if he wasn't up there going, I'm hard and I'm this and that, I'm Dr. Dre.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that...
Hell, Chrysler wouldn't let him have the Dre system in the 300s.
If he wasn't a gangster?
If he wasn't hard. Let me tell you, what's hard is fighting the New World Order. What's hard is getting people not to abort their babies. What's hard is telling the truth and going up against the system, not acting like you're a thug. Makes me sick.
And going along with the system.
Yeah.
A real thug wouldn't go with the system.
Makes me want to throw up, I tell you right now. Mike, great story. Thanks for sharing it. Yeah, I just hate drugs. Well, listen, Rob Dew was in a store. One of them, I think it was Rob Dew, told me about it. I saw the report they did. And they have a who's the meth dealer, Breaking Bad, number one show for a while.
Yeah,
and I never
yeah.
really watched it. And they had a meth, he's a meth dealer toy for kids, and he has meth in his suitcase. So the kids go and buy it, and then, you know, they go out and imagine they're a meth dealer.
Wow. I heard about the show, but I wouldn't watch it. I'm like...
I wouldn't either, because I knew, and of course, it made meth get even more popular.
Absolutely. You know, they show a guy that breaks bad, and everybody accepts it, and he gets. They, I think that show got so many awards that it was crazy. But that's the same thing that happened with me with Superfly. I see a guy that just like me, who's down on his luck, and things are not going well for him, and cocaine makes everything right for him.
Unbelievable. That lunch here in just a minute. We're almost over. Mark in Texas, got to move quick. Former cop. Go ahead.
Hi. It's an honor speaking to both of you guys. I just think I was a correctional officer at DDPJ, and I'll tell you this. I found there was, among a lot of the inmates, there was more honor among the officers, either officers in the street or officers in the prison. But I understand now where as far as the CIA goes, why Jeff Gates said he wanted to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces, and it's probably resulted in his life, too. I saw that movie with Kill the Messenger, and it almost made me cry, man. I have to keep from crying, knowing that what's going on, it might help against it. The government we pay our taxes to is actually carrying these things out. And I heard about this more back in the 80s. I didn't want to believe it. I didn't believe it. I didn't think something this evil could be going on, but unfortunately it is. And it's up to us get together. It has nothing to do with black, white,
exactly.
Spanish, brown. It's just that we, it's us versus them. The good people against a small percentage of evil that has hijacked our government.
We got to explain to young people, when the kids tell you to use drugs and it's cool, you got to understand it's all a trap to legalize slavery and put you in a hole. Don't use illegal drugs ever.
For no reason.
Winning is staying out of the system. And the government is so criminal now. Hey, if you don't do it, make your own decision. You don't want to pay taxes. You want to be successful. You want to do stuff, you know, whatever. That's your issue. It is time to withdraw our support from the system. I'm not advising folks to be, you know, do that. Just do what you got to do. But there are ways to really be counter to this evil culture where you can actually be a rebel. Don't be the fake rebel they tell you to be, is what I'm getting at.
Right. The false rebel. Well, you think you're a rebel, but you're really playing right into the system.
Exactly. The system's telling you to be this false rebel, wear a hip-hop uniform, so the cops have been trained to go after you.
Yeah. You're almost turning yourself in. You know, when I look back at it, I almost turned myself into a slave. That's what I did. Turned myself into a slave.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We're free at last. Thank you, Mark. Last caller. Got about a minute. Dean in Colorado. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick. I just wanted to ask Rick if he had thought about following Rick Ross across the country when he's having concert dates
right
set
on.
Up outside the venues.
We could make a documentary about you, or somebody could do it where we follow you around where you're trying to get your identity back. And I'm telling you, it'd be a huge hit. I want to do that.
Okay, let's do it. Well, you know, my main thing has just been finances, you know, just trying to...
We can do it, but I'd want to hire a cinnamon talk. We got a great crew here, but I'm telling you, a movie like that, Rick, like trying to get your identity back from a guy that stole your identity.
Right.
And
right.
say you couldn't get it in court, so now you're going
to... Go to the streets. Oh, that would be dope. I'm with it. Let's do
like,
it.
I just thought of the name. I'm not going to say it on air.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Dean, that's a great last caller. That was
fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Dean.
Here's my problem. I get these ideas all the time. They're always successful. Problem is I got to do it, though. Okay. And the problem is I try to do too much, too many irons in the fire. But, hey, let's get you some lunch. Let's do another interview. And then you want to speak to some high schoolers tomorrow. You're going to come back maybe Friday. Come back down. We'll hang out.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. I enjoyed the show.
All right. You
got Austin, Texas.
You bet. The Real Rick Ross. I'm the Real RickRoss.com. Stay with us.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry. Contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Red Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
See what's going government does is they play dumb. When finally you've got tens of thousands of women a week getting sterilized, hundreds dying because the chemical and bioweapons are so powerful it kills them as well. In Africa, in India, in Asia, then the media will go, well, there is a government program. India used to do that, but they're not supposed to anymore go around with these health department vans and grab the women. And then so many people will say, well, Alex, there are too many Indians. I mean, come on. You say don't open the borders up, it'll drop down the wages, but we got to get rid of these people. And it's always the liberal trendy. Don't you understand liberal trendy? They're doing it to you too, stupid. They don't care if you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Indian. They will give you 50-something shots by 18 months. And boys don't have as tough a blood-brain barrier. And that's why every town's got warehouses of people in diapers when they're 30 years old. Now, that's a premeditated plan to dumb people down, to make us more manageable. And in a certain percentage, it overdoes it. And so you get seriously brain-damaged people. So we can be managed. We can be stupid. Like they brag. And the fluoride and the GMOs that kill the rats that eat it and the honeybees that eat it. I'm going to say that again. The BT corn kills rats. It kills honeybees. Organ failure in the rats. On a third generation, every rat species, every rodent species, from guinea pigs to lab mice, are 98% sterile with testicles growing out of their heads or arms. Stuff like that. Hair growing out of their mouths. Want me to show TV viewers the photos? Just type in GMO rodent tumors. It's all being done. You understand? We're only one generation into GMO right now, and the killing fields are massive. And I'm sorry the transmission is a little too hardcore for you, but that's reality. So we're going to play Leanne McAdoo's report, and then we're going to get in to the guy that calls us Mr. Stupid. Yeah, type in rodents, GMO, or guinea pigs, hair and mouth, testicles, and it'll have it growing out of their heads and stuff or out of their mouths. And it's all funny to the globalists. Now one generation is about to start having the next. So we'll go from, you know, 10% of the kids being autistic or having disorders to, you know, 30, 40, and then it'll just be everybody sterile or dying. But by then all the robots will be patrolling, and already Africa would have been wiped out. Asia would have been pretty much wiped out. You'll just see how it all happens. Because the globalists wrote books. See, I read them. I read the books. I read what Ray Kurzweil said. I read what John P. Holdren and Ehrlich, Paul Ehrlich wrote. See, I read the Club of Rome 1960s documents and showed them to you and read the quotes on here. See, they said they had a plan, but we were too stupid to hear. Listen, we have the Obamacare architect, Gruber, going on MSNBC yesterday and saying, I didn't mean it was off the cuff. I'm afraid we have him to his students telling him the same thing. No, sir, the whole plan has been deceptive, and it's meant to increase prices, and it's meant to bankrupt people, and it's meant to have death panels, and we've got Bill Gates. I want to do a special report. Hey, let's get Bill Gates on death panels ready for the next segment, too. And let's get one of the other big architects, Ezekiel Emanuel, on, who's an open eugenicist and an open exterminist and says reduce population, kill the old people, you know, kill babies if you want to after they're born. I mean, this is all being sold. I can go to UT right now, and about 45% of the people we talk to, we've done it twice, and each time it's 45% roughly, almost half, say, yes, let people kill kids up to age 5. And we say, seriously, yeah, if it's my choice, I want to be able to kill my kid. It's all about me, me, me. And to a powerless, chicken-neck coward who can't even tie their shoelaces and plays video games all day and goes and sits and hears some professor teach them about an obsolete future they're not even going to have. When you've got stuff like that going on, ladies and gentlemen, the weaker people are, the more demonic they are, I found. The more they like the sound of something wicked. They worship at the feet of it. And don't worry, you're going to get everything you want. All you servants of evil will be slowly torn apart by your own system. Everything you wish on others will be poured out on you. Make me want to throw up your disgusting filth. People are like, oh my gosh, he's so angry. Yeah, they're sterilizing women secretly all over the world and been caught. Yeah,
yeah, they're brain damaging kids all over the world on purpose and laughing about it. And then getting up and saying, yeah, Americans are so stupid. That's why we had to hide the money, the increased prices. But, you know, adding that to their stupidity, we got it through and they're all laughing. The other professors are nodding. Yes, yes, we lie. We deceive. Yes, yes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
United Nations organizations are charged with sterilizing millions of girls and women under cover of an anti-tetanus vaccine program sponsored by the Kenyan government. The population control scheme was exposed after the Kenya Catholic Doctors Association sent sick samples of the tetanus vaccine that was used during the World Health Organization's immunization campaign this year to laboratories in South Africa for testing. According to the doctors, all samples tested positive for the HCG antigen. HCG mimics a natural hormone that's produced by pregnant women. Well, the bishops and doctors warn that injecting women with HCG actually causes them to develop antibodies against it. When they do get pregnant and produce their own version of HCG, it triggers the production of antibodies that cause miscarriages. The doctors said, "This proved right our worst fears, that this World Health Organization campaign is not about eradicating neonatal tetanus, but a well-coordinated, forceful population control mass sterilization exercise using a proven fertility-regulating vaccine." Now, that sounds a lot like a conspiracy theory until you read the World Health Organization's own literature. This is a report from August 1992 titled Fertility Regulating Vaccines. In it, they discuss the most advanced research on FRVs involves vaccines directed against HCG. As the Kenyan doctors point out, World Health Organization conducted massive vaccination campaigns using the tetanus vaccine that was laced with HCG in Mexico in 1993 and Nicaragua and the Philippines in 94. Just like with this current inoculation program in Kenya, these campaigns targeted women of childbearing age, 14 to 49 years old, and each received a total of 5 injections. A typical tetanus vaccine schedule is just 3 shots. And don't be fooled, this isn't about giving women around the world a choice. The tetanus laced with HCG was given as a fertility-regulating vaccine without disclosing its contraceptive effect to the young girls and mothers. Why would the UN want to suppress the population in developing countries?
The overlords of scientific dictatorship are ruthlessly prosecuting a war on our most defenseless. In December of 1974, the U.S. government made third world population reduction a central national security issue. The operation plan titled National Security Study Memorandum 200 openly stated that populous third world nations posed a threat to the international elite's monopoly of global power. The Kissinger-authored U.S. plan targeted 13 key countries where massive population reduction was called for. Kissinger recommended that IMF and World Bank loans be given on condition that nations initiate aggressive population control programs, such as sterilization. Kissinger also recommended that food be used as a weapon, and that instigating wars was also a helpful tool in reducing population. In 1972, the Nixon White House also implemented a eugenics policy which was directed by George Herbert Walker Bush, then United States Ambassador to the United Nations. Bush advised China on the formulation of their one-child policy and directed the federal government to forcibly sterilize more than 40% of Native American women on reservations.
And following in his eugenicist father's footsteps, Bill Gates donates millions of dollars to research population control programs.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is committing $10 billion over the next 10 years to make it the most aggressive decade ever, rolling out new vaccines to poor nations around the world. This idea of population control has been around for decades and probably much longer. It's backed by powerful economic interests to cull the world population of the useless feeders so corporate giants can exploit world resources unimpeded.
Well, fabulous job by Leanne McAdoo and all the great graphics in there by Darren McBreen and everybody else just in this operation working as a team. InfoWars.com is a true treasure. I'm very proud of the team we've got and this good ship. And it's the good ship that you out there built. When you've supported us by word of mouth, when you've supported the products that we promote and sell, which, of course, you found out are high quality and very affordable, competitive. And it's just a great responsibility. And I pray every day that God lead, guide, and direct my hand and my mind and to help me be a good person and to help me make the right decisions and really tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But I think I have been put in this position for the reason that I am wild and I
do have a twist of Cain in me, like everyone does. And so the fact is that I'm not some shrinking violet, unworldly person. But at the same time, then, I in my spirit am guilty for the fact that comparatively, people would say I'm a very moral person, a very nice person, a very truthful person. But at the same time, I could feel the spirit of this world in me. And it is very dangerous. And so many people out there aren't even aware of it. So they just give into it and become slaves of it. And just think it's cute to be in control and do all these horrible things to other people. And you can argue there are areas of India, Calcutta, and other areas, and areas of Africa, and areas of South America, and Central America, that are living hellholes with homeless kids running around with snot running out of their noses, you know, huffing chemicals all day because that's all they have out of the junkyards. And just euthanizing themselves by frying their brains. But it all goes back to nutrition. And if we just built them up and gave them the technology and the true industrialization, all the metrics show, anywhere in the world, people become educated, informed, upright, smart, and only have two kids or less. And population starts to drop. Instead, the globalists have put in systems to block industrialization, to control populations, and allowed a huge population bloom. They then call for world government to come in and set up a draconian system worldwide to then exterminate masses of these people. And really, all it is an earth-killing conspiracy. And a huge third world population has been bred as a sacrifice to the god of this world. And from all my research, intellectual research, factual research, that's really what we're looking at, is these globalists just want to build a hellish world. They want autonomous killer robots, land, sea, and air. They want to merge with machines. They want to just destroy entire populations. They enjoy it. It's what they do. Ted Bundy, why do you like to kidnap women and torture them and kill them? Because I like it. And the public is so simple-minded on average, and I don't think has any idea the grip that we're in right now. The probing, the scientific manipulation. Coming up for 2 hours in studio, or close to 2 hours, the real Rick Ross, real Ricky Ross, is going to be in studio. And he spent 25 years of a life sentence behind bars for being one of the biggest cocaine dealers in U.S. history, if not the biggest, publicly known dealer. People say, well, how would you have somebody like that into your studio? Well, he had the nerve to not shut up when it came out it was the CIA, and to tell the truth and to get a longer prison sentence. And he has repented of what he's done and speaks at high schools and colleges everywhere and explains to people why they shouldn't get on drugs and why the drug war is a fraud as well. And how do we sit there and say, oh, he's bad, but the government that shipped it in and the prosecutors that saw the evidence it was the CIA and threatened him and others to shut up, they're good, though. They're good because they shipped the drugs in. They're good because they covered it up. They're good. And then they put Rick Ross in jail for 25 years when he wasn't a gun-toting, violent drug dealer. That's the low-level people. He was a major distributor under the CIA through one intermediary as they flew it into those Air Force bases every day by the plane load. Rick Ross was just a black front. As everybody knows, a drug dealer is a black man. No, ladies and gentlemen, going back to Prohibition, when alcohol prohibition ended, they always stuck the red light districts and the liquor districts in the black neighborhoods. Because you didn't want to do that in your neighborhood because you're the preacher or your wife might see you. So that's where the crime getting nestled started in the black areas. And then Prohibition ended in the 1930s, and they made narcotics illegal and started shipping them into the black communities then. They didn't start shipping drugs in to South Central in 1982 with the crack cocaine epidemic, a CIA invention, crack cocaine, perfected freebasing, the McDonald's of freebasing. They didn't. No. It was going on forever. It was always going on. And they didn't just stick it in the poor black neighborhoods. They stuck it in the poor white neighborhoods as well. They'd stick it in the poor Irish neighborhoods and say, the dirty Irish, they got gambling and hookers and everything else and drinking, those Irish scum. While meanwhile, it was all being stuck in their neighborhood. It's the same story over and over and over again. And it isn't even about what color you are or religion. In every country, they'll have some subgroup that they park all the crime in, and then they blame that group. You go back to Rome 2,000 years ago, they would stick the vice and the corruption in the neighborhoods of the minority groups, the Greeks or the Gauls or the North Africans. They all had their own neighborhoods, and they would stick it in that neighborhood. That's what you do. And so we're going to explore the social engineering because it's done on so many levels. And if you ever start thinking about what is the social engineering, and you ever start wanting to understand it, it's not work to learn. They make textbooks in school boring. They don't put really interesting stuff in there because you might get addicted to knowledge. And then it just opens up and you learn how the world works. And even if you're a sociopath or a psychopath, this knowledge of how the world works can make you incredibly successful. Going to college, give me a break. That's just to meet people and maybe get a job at a company because you date the right person or you're in the right fraternity. 9 times out of 10, college is worthless unless it's engineering or law or something. All the liberal arts, there is no jobs for that in the future. I'm not attacking you. It's a scam. We told you 20 years ago it was a scam. Now it's an admitted scam. They charge you more than you'll ever make. And it's a way for you just to keep being a kid till you're 25, 30 and not go out and actually see what's going on in the world. Social engineering. India, mass sterilization, women were forced into camps, say relatives. Brother-in-law, one of the victims, says women were herded like cattle after 12 die and scores injured following botched operations. Yeah, they're actually cutting their uteruses out. You know, it came out a few years ago that in California and other states, they were still sterilizing women secretly. There's a free government-run camp, but it comes and rounds you up. This is a whitewash in The Guardian. Here's another one. 24 reasons. Look at this. India. Mass sterilization. Women were forced into camps, say relatives. Depopulation vaccine in Kenya and beyond. Kenya's Catholic bishops are charging 2 United Nations organizations with sterilizing millions of girls. We have all the documents where they do it. And women. Kenya's Catholic bishops are charging 2 United Nations organizations with sterilizing millions of girls and women under cover of anti-tetanus inoculation program sponsored by the Kenyan government. It was given to 2.3 million girls, and now they're sterilized. Well, yeah, the UN got caught adding a hormone to it to create an autoimmune response to that hormone, thus causing spontaneous miscarriages at the start of the second trimester. The article goes through the documents, newscast, the UN basically admitting it. So just thought you might want to go read those stories. They're up on Infowars.com. You just heard Leanne's report on that. Is the UN using vaccines to secretly sterilize women all over the world? I don't know. Do bears go to the bathroom in the woods? Michael Schneider's got an article on that, breaking it down. And let's move on to why they want us stupid. People are going to be in for a shock. Penalty for uninsured not signing up for Obamacare to more than triple now that the midterm elections are over. CBS News from insurancequotes.com, senior analyst. You think it doubling was bad? How about a quadruple? You thought a 500% increase was too much? Well, second video emerges of Obamacare architect calling Americans stupid. Gruber, paid $400,000 by administration, visited White House a dozen times. despite telling MSNBC that his comments were off the cuff. A second video has emerged of Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber saying the laws were passed because Americans were too stupid to understand it. Yeah, he said we kept it untransparent, and that of them being stupid, we got it through. And that's why a lack of transparency is key. During an appearance on the Ronan Farrow Daily, Gruber tried to explain away the initial comments by claiming he was speaking off the cuff when he said that a lack of transparency was crucial in fooling stupid Americans during the effort to pass Obamacare. That's right. And you'll just sit there and lecture everyone, Gruber, that it isn't increasing, right? Even though it is. Your bill comes in, it's bigger, but it isn't bigger because you said so. You control reality. Let's go to his first quote that they tried to censor, and then we have the new one to his students.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay? Transparent financing, and let's not transparent financing, all transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay? So it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the Catholic people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, false to support the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right.
Now, let's go to his newest clip to his students, and then we also have him on MSNBC. But here is Gruber, yet again, saying the same thing.
Pretty much the same thing. Why would it matter? You'll see. And then we go to the next half. Miss Merkel is too stupid to understand the difference. Miss Merkel is too stupid to understand the difference.
And see, they're teaching the college students all over America that you lie, you deceive, you're a ruling class that feeds on them, when they're all there paying, 9 times out of 10, for a $300,000 degree with interest that'll be $600,000 that you'll not get a job with, and that you've been chumped. But then they walk out like, oh, I'm so smart. I don't know anyone out there more arrogant than professors I know. There's some good professors. I don't want to overgeneralize, but let's say 70% are on unbelievable power trips and are so arrogant, it'll just blow your mind. Because they're egomaniac narcissists that just have people groveling all day to go in and hear them walk around and talk about, yeah, we keep things secret and twist it when we rip them off and massively increase their prices. It's so stupid. Because that's all they've got. They relish this. And then I've got Bill Gates saying, yeah, we've got death panels, but we don't want to call it that. Ha, ha, ha. And yeah, we want to reduce the population down to zero. Here's the equation. And then the TED TV crowd laughs. Because, see, they're in on the club. You get behind closed doors with almost any medical doctor or any scientist or any professor. I mean, most of them. And you say, you know, there are too many people. We need to go ahead and forcibly reduce. And they're like, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Let's not think of ways to fix it. Let's not think of ways to make it better. No. Did you read the Royal Commission on Population, 1949, commissioned by His Royal Highness Elizabeth II's father? Did you read the 200-page report? I did. I saw it in a footnote in a LaRouche publication, and then I went to the UT library and actually dug it out. That was back before the internet was big and powerful, like in 1996. And I read the whole report. I covered it on television. But I dig that tape up. It's documents in one of these storage facilities. I got a copy of it off the microfiche. And they said right there, we could fix what we call overpopulation. Let's just say it's real for the matter of a debate. But that would then give decentralization, power of industrialization, and technological development that we can't control. We ought to be on space bases by now. If we give it to all these countries. So we need to just go in with the UN taxation, IMF, World Bank development type funds. They didn't call it that. Global Marshall plans to control everything. And go ahead and let the population bloom, keep it third world, and then mitigate it later once that crisis has grown. And once you understand the dark math, the logic of these Satanists, it makes perfect sense. Again, they always create the crisis they're worried about, that they're trying to get you to then ideologically travel in the Peace Corps when you're in college to to India and see dead bodies on the streets and fleas everywhere and rats everywhere and huge piles of feces just everywhere. And huge throngs of people and women being raped all over the place. And I mean, India is a living hell. A living hell in the major cities. It's beautiful in many areas, has a lot of interesting culture, but they've got 1.1 billion people. Let's see if my memory's right. I think it's 1.1 billion now. China's 1.3 billion. Let's look up the current population of India. It's like half the size of China. And it is a crisis. Oh, it's bigger than I thought. It's 1.252 billion. So it's a billion and almost the population of the U.S. added on. So you say, well, the U.N. then is doing what they have to. But once you set the precedent to have the U.N. and all these health agencies in on secret projects that even go public in the 90s, they admitted, yeah, we're sterilizing women with a tetanus shot. They're doing it to everybody. See, I have empathy for these Indians, not just because I know at an intellectual level it's going to come back on me, that what can be done to them is going to happen to me. My default already knows that, so I have empathy for them. Does it mean that I want to bring in a 50 million of them as a strategic group to work for half of what I'll work for to make me a debt slave too? No. I love them as humans, but they are a weapon being fired at our country. See the difference? Just like I don't want to sterilize the Mexican women with a Gardasil shot that is sterilizing many of them, reducing fertility. It's a soft kill. On record, look it up, HPV. Mandated by law in Mexico. You'll never hear Mecha or La Raza, the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan groups, saying don't sterilize our girls. Because they're there. Why do you think Fortune 500 funds them? To make it a racial group that never learns English, the world language, that can be kept in barrios under their El Jefe control. To make the U.S. just like a failed state like Mexico. I'd like to see Mexico filthy rich with huge glistening buildings, and it's just a jewel of a country. I'd love to see their people wealthy. I want to be like that. I want everybody to succeed. Yeah, there's the headline, South China Morning Post. Hundreds of girls in Colombian town sick of taking Gardasil vaccine. Yeah, it isn't hundreds, folks. That's a psyop where they always give you the low number. It's okay. You take the shot, and then you have such a bad autoimmune response inside your body that blood pours out of you. You're not going to have to worry about baby, sweetheart. But you're not going to hear the race talking about that because they were founded by the Ford Foundation to destroy Hispanics' future. Just like the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, all these groups at the top are social engineers there to sell everyone out, period. And the minute you start realizing that we're all in this together, is the minute we can turn this planet around, industrialize these countries, reduce population, or create clean technologies. But they bring in all these fake clean technologies that are just boondoggles meant to make sure the rest of the planet doesn't get the real technology. So frustrating. I'm so angry about it. We're going to go to break, come back with some more news. And Ricky Ross is going to be joining us. White House says Obama is looking forward to executive action on immigration, North American Union, end of sovereignty, free welfare for the illegals, bankrupt the country. That's the plan. Boehner says Republicans blast job-crushing emissions deal with China. Oh, yeah, Obama doesn't care. He's going ahead with the carbon taxes on you and your family. Enjoy. Don't forget InfoWarsLife.com, the incredible X2, discounted 10% off in the biodefense combo pack with lung cleanse. Don't forget, we got more of the Oxy powder in. Incredible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.